This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say, looking at Chapter 6, Paragraph 9, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tet, fascinating story brought up here in Pirkei Avos. Let's see what it says. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Pam achas ha'isi mahalach b'derach, u'paga bi'adam echad v'nasa li'shalem v'chazarti lo shalem. Amaru Rabbi Me'ezer Makomata, Amarti lo Me'ir Gedola Shal Chachamim Vishal Sofer Mani. Amarli Rabbi Ritzoncha Shatadori Mani Bimikomenu Vani Etin Lacha Elef Alafim Dinere Zahav Avanim Tovos Margolios. Amarti lo Bini Imata Nosin Likol Kasiv Zahav Avanim Tovos Margolios Shab Olam. Eni Dar El Bimakom Torah Lefisha Bishas Pitiroso Shal Adam. Ein Malavim Lo Adam Lo Kasiv Lo Zav Lo Avanim Tovos Margolios El Torah Mas and Tovim Bovad. שנאמר בהסלחה תנחה אוסח בשח פחת תשמור עליך והקיצוץ היא שיחך בהסלחה תנחה אוסח בעולם הזה בשח פחת תשמור עליך בקבר והקיצוץ היא ששיחך לעולם הבא וכן כסף בסבר תהילמה על ידי דבר מלך ישראל טוב ולתהור אספיך מאלפי זהב וחסר ואומר לי הכסף ולי הזם נאום השם צבאוס. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said, one time I was traveling on the road and a certain man met me and he greeted me and I returned his greeting. He said to me, my teacher, where are you from? I said to him, I am from a great city of sages and scribes. This man realized that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was a great Torah scholar because he was totally occupied with his studies even when traveling. Halavai, we should have that even on a small level. Had Rabbi Yossi not been studying so intensely, he would have noticed the man and greeted him first. As the Mishnah taught earlier, greet every person that greets you, greet them first before he greets you, from 4:15, and Der Chaim points out, because Rav Yossi was a great scholar, the man wanted Rav Yossi to move to his town. For this reason, he first asked Rav Yossi where he was from. If Rav Yossi would answer he is from a town that is not a place of Torah scholarship, the man could simply ask Rav Yossi to move to his town. But if Rav Yossi would answer that he is from a place of scholarship, the man would know that he would have to entice Rav Yossi to leave. Rav Yossi understood the man's intent, therefore did not even bother telling him the name of the city, just that it was a great city of scholars and scribes, as pointed out by the Der Chaim. So he said, I am from a great city of sages and scribes. He said to me, my teacher, do you want to live with us in our place and I will give you thousands upon thousands of gold dinars and precious stones and pearls? This was an exaggeration. The man meant that he would give Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma whatever he wanted, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi could use the money for charity and other good deeds, pointed out by Medrash Shmuel. So what does Rabbi Yossi say back? My son, even if you would give me all the gold, silver, precious stones, and pearls in the whole world, I would live only in a place of Torah. Only in a place of Torah would Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma have the company of other scholars, which is essential for success in studying Torah, as Mishnah 4:14 states. It is your college who will establish it for you. Do not rely on your understanding. Your knowledge and understanding will constantly be sharpened by discussing, debating the meaning of things with your colleagues. You will not reach a level of understanding on your own, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Though Rav Yossi could have used the money for charity, he considered it more important to stay in a town of Torah scholars, pointed out by Medrash Shmuel. Had the man wanted Rav Yossi ben Kisma to teach Torah to the townspeople, Rav Yossi would certainly have accepted. However, the man said, only do you wish to live with us, implying that Rav Yossi would not have any authority over the townspeople, but would merely live with them, serving as some sort of figurehead who would bring the town honor and glory, pointed by Der Chaim. So Rav Yossi says, no, even if he gave me all the gold, silver, stones, and pearls in the world. For at the time of a person's death, neither silver, nor gold, nor precious stones, nor pearls accompany him, but only Torah and good deeds, as it says in Mishlei, when you travel, the Torah will guide you. When you lie down, it will protect you. When you wake up, it will speak for you. The verse refers to three different stages. When you travel in this world, it will guide you. When a person travels in this world, making his way to the world to come, the Torah is his guide, pointed by the Der Chaim. When you lie down in the grave, it will protect you. After a person's death, when he is laid to rest in the grave, the Torah he studied protects him from suffering, Der Chaim points out. And when you wake up in the world to come, it will speak for you. At the resurrection of the dead, Techiyas HaMeisim, when man will rise again and be judged, the Torah he studied will speak up on his behalf, Rashi to the Pasuk. So it is written in the book of Tehillim by David, king of Israel, David Melch Yisrael, the Torah of your mouth is better for me than thousands in gold and silver. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma quotes this verse to show the Torah is preferable even to the good deeds that he would have been able to perform with thousands in gold and silver. King David, David Melch, the author of Tehillim, used his vast wealth for charity and good deeds, pointed out by Shmuel Bet, including preparations for the Beis HaMikdash, as we see in Divrei Yamim Aleph. Nevertheless, David HaMelech wrote that Torah study is better, pointed out by the Midrash Shmuel, and it also states in Haggai, mine is the silver, mine is the gold, the word of Hashem, master of legions. The verse provides another reason why Rav Yosef ben Kisma refused the man's offer. Had the money the man offered truly belonged to him, it would have been unwise for Rav Yosef ben Kisma to reject it and lose the opportunity to give so much to charity. However, Rav Yosef understood that the man's money, like everything else in the world, belonged to God, as taught in Mishnah 3:7. If God wanted such a large sum to be given to charity, he would find some other way to give it to Rav Yosef ben Kisma to use for that purpose, as Midrash Shmuel points out. So the key point for us is that we need to live in a makom Torah. We need to live in a town of Torah that has Torah scholars, that has shiurim, that has bati midrashim, that has bati kenesiot, that has shuls, synagogues, wonderful things happening, wonderful chesed and Torah mitzvot that are happening. I happen to find that is the case in our town. I love our town. We live in a beautiful place in Long Island. It happens not to be nearly in any extent l'havdil, of course, like Eretz Yisrael. Maybe one day we'll end up there. But we have to live in a place that is Torah, and Torah is more important than everything else. We don't take money with us after 120 years. We don't take gold and silver and stones or house or car or anything with us after 120 years. Nothing material. All we take is hopefully our good name, the Torah, the mitzvahs, and the chesed that we did over the years. So remember to keep a life lived a Torah of mitzvahs of chesed, to keep a life where you're involved in a community, a town that has Torah scholars, that has Torah, and that has good things in all different ways. Join us next time as we talk about 5 acquisitions here, finishing up almost this season before we take our big summer hiatus here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.